Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
I don't like flying, bro.
Well, exactly. Stay here for 6 months and then fly back.
I can't, man. I'm running a company. And don't make no joke. Are you really?
I didn't say that, buddy.
I can see it lighting up in your head.
I'm like this. Don't say it. Welcome to yet another episode of the Optic Podcast, episode number 23, the Michael Jordan episode.
Michael Jordan.
We have a special guest, Mr. 100 Thieves himself, Mr. Nachad Matthew Haig.
Welcome. We had a good time last night.
We had an excellent time.
I'm a little bit, you know, had one few too many last night.
Are you hungover?
A little bit.
Are y'all all hungover? It's just you.
I didn't drink.
Apparently they're not.
Oh, y'all are good.
But I am.
Because Jude came with. We were hanging out. He doesn't see you. That's why. We have Garibaldi up in this.
Yo, remember Garibaldi's? I got to go back to
those cookies, man. Stage
just for Garibaldi's
cookies. Dude,
the best.
I forgot about Garibaldi's completely.
Dude, what do you miss? What's the one restaurant? If you could have one restaurant today.
Mago. Or Lucky Monk.
Or Bona Beef.
Ooh. Mago wasn't that good.
What? The molcajete, whatever the fuck that was, it came in a
thing. I will say I would love to eat Mago now that I can taste. I have no idea what it would taste like.
How can you have a favorite restaurant then?
I mean, just 10 years without tasting, you still got your favorites.
Just the consistency?
Yeah.
Wait, you taste it a little bit.
I mean, you could taste like sweet, salty, sour, spicy, but you can't taste like I can taste now in HD 4K.
In HD?
In HD 4K.
That must have been just a mind-blowing experience.
Oh, it was.
I couldn't imagine.
First time I had like brisket after I got the surgery, I was like,
oh my god, I would totally go for some burnt ends from quarters.
I couldn't imagine not being able to taste. Yeah. I love food so much. I mean, obviously, you know.
Hey, bro, you don't look fat. You look buff, dude.
I've been building it up for a little bit now. He keeps making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
You like that?
Well, it didn't move as much as mine would. It feels good, yeah.
All right, well, I mean, you don't have to grope my tits.
Jesus Christ. What? That's what boys do.
Let's get into the topics, please.
There's no topics, man. Why are you in town?
My girl's from Houston, and I have never met her dad's side of the family, and her dad passed away like 4 years ago. It's actually how her and I started connecting at first. You know, my mom passed away, her dad passed away. Had that immediate, you know. We both been through it.
Yeah.
So I finally got to meet her dad's side of the family, which was very special for her. They were all fantastic. And then we flew over to Dallas to see my grandparents because my grandpa just had a stroke. So,
wait,
but he's doing good.
Both your grandparents?
Yes, they're both still alive. But my grandpa had a stroke. And they were my godparents, and I'd be over at their house like every day after school. So I was really close with
How
them.
How old are they?
My grandpa was born in 42, is 79.
Yeah, he's not that old. Like, bro, my grandparents, I mean, my grandma was the, two grandmas were the last ones to go, but my grandparents were, by the time I was like 18, they were gone.
They had kids quick in my family. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they was out there.
So now I'm here on the Optic Podcast.
That's where you got your horny traits from.
What?
from his grandparents?
Yeah, they were having kids early.
I don't have no kids.
This motherfucker's horny right here. Look at that.
Why are you there and grabbed your tit?
Exactly. You just can't stop.
I'm a menace.
Yeah, man. So what's it like owning a dog, being the dad, a dog dad?
I love it. I feel terrible right now because this this place is a mess, and he was in here for 30 seconds, started eating everything off the floor.
Okay, what name the things?
Paper, plastic. It was okay. Basically an entire recycling bin.
Yeah,
waste management.
It was those zip ties. It was, you know, shit that you can find in any movie, professional movie studio, in Warner Brothers Studios.
He's good now. He's laying down. But it's amazing having a dog. I love having a dog.
He's awesome. Meeting him made us want to get another one instantly for Buzz. So we're thinking we're going to be looking into the same breed, miniature golden doodles. I mean, he's adorable. I keep saying he looks like a little Ewok. It is May the 4th.
It is May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
It's one of those tweets that you just feel bad sending it, but you got
to
get it.
You have to get it out.
You have to.
He just has a great temperament. You know, he doesn't really bark too much. He's not aggressive with anybody. He loves being pet. He loves people. It's great.
He's awesome.
Does he sleep in your bed?
Every night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the best, man. It's the best.
It's the best until Louis, what happened with me and Louis is that he would, like, position himself to where his ass would be, like, right by my face. Mm. And then I was sleeping, and I would be like, what the fuck? And I open my eye, and I'll see another eye staring at me. But it wasn't his eyes. It was the backwards eye. It was the starfish.
He did it on purpose?
The brown eye. Thank you. What?
He did it on purpose?
I don't think dogs like...
Like multiple nights in a row? At some point, you got to know he's doing it on purpose.
No. I think it's just the way that he was laying.
Louis's like a little... like a yapper. Like he's like a...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That didn't bother you at night?
He wouldn't do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, but he would definitely like fart in my face.
We were talking about last night. Louis is hilarious. I love that dog just because like if he wants attention, he just sits there and he's
yeah.
Like he just yaps at your feet until you pet him, and then you pet him and he like curls.
Everybody's like, oh, he's the cutest. He's so cute. I'm like, no, he's not. It's like the cuteness goes away when you live with him.
You know I can bring Gary over here if the whining is bothering you guys. No, he actually doesn't do that. No. He knows that we're here.
Yeah.
So and the fact that we're
Roger's doing
up,
a good job right now. He's keeping him occupied.
Good man, Roger. That's the only issue is that we got him during the pandemic, so he's used to us being at the house 24/7.
Right.
And I don't think he has separation anxiety because when we start going out to dinners or Haley and I will leave the house for a couple hours, we have a camera set up in the bedroom. He just hangs out. He doesn't get into anything. But it's surprising.
Does he chew on stuff?
Oh, he did when he was younger. Yeah. He loves to chew on things.
Puppy teeth, they always do.
Well, he's still eating plastic and shit. Like, well, none of my dogs are dumb. Like, they wouldn't do that. I'm kidding.
Buzz definitely.
Can somebody clip that?
Buzz eats rocks.
Huh?
Buzz eats rocks.
No, you see me because she's the youngest. Like, she eats, like, crab apples. She eats, like, anything that falls from the tree, she'll eat it.
He goes outside and she's got a big-ass rock just working
Wait,
on it.
Wait, didn't he catch a rat once?
Rats.
Does
anything.
He eat the rats?
No.
Or just catch them?
The other, brings, like, this week, there's
oh,
like
look
a,
at that. Smart man.
This week, there's like a potato-type thing that he somehow found, and we thought it was a rat, but it's like a little fruit or something, and it's decayed, and he always tries to bring it inside, and it's gross.
That's like his thing?
Potatoes in your backyard, motherfucker?
No, I don't
playing
know.
Minecraft?
Well, it's obviously... So there's construction still in our
Matt
neighborhood.
Damon
so there's the rats. Martian? You find the weirdest shit in our backyard just because the construction workers just don't care, and they throw trash, and... Sometimes you'll find a rat back there. There's bunnies. He chases the bunnies every time.
Dude, yeah. There are so many bunnies here. There before they started doing construction out there.
Yeah, Dylan hit one going out of my neighborhood.
No.
Yeah.
How fast was he going?
Nice story, but then you go with your story.
They're everywhere.
If I was Dylan, I would try to like get out there and put like little Easter eggs next to him.
I said that would have shaken me up for a week, and he was just fine.
Yeah, there was a rabbit that had been hit right outside the X quarters, and last time Blake and George were here, we were leaving, and Blake like helped it off the road, and then he was shook. Blake was like shook for like a week.
That would shake me. And I
what, see the dead animal?
No, like killing a bunny?
Oh, you killing it?
Yeah, like hitting a bunny? I'd feel so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Because like you obviously do everything in your power to avoid it, but... Yeah. I mean, if he catches the timing
through my neighbor, like I always make it a point to slow. Like I've stopped traffic before for like a
month. You know, Dylan, he got his new car. He thinks he's
going super fast.
Thinks he's hot.
Have you ever stopped traffic and help ducks and ducklings walk across the street?
Oh yeah, I mean if there's something walking across the street.
Yeah, I've done that shit.
You have never done that in your life.
I mean, I'm not trying to paint myself as a saint, but if there's a thing of ducklings, I'm
but
not
never
going
done
full
it
speed
before.
In them.
You haven't done it before,
I,
though, right?
I haven't had a pack of ducklings walk in front of me.
I've done that
is that
on the highway.
An often occurrence that happens to people? Oh, I haven't seen that.
You stopped your car.
On 53 on the way to Woodfield.
On the highway.
On the way to Woodfield.
That's dangerous, man. You're putting people's lives in danger.
No, everybody, like, I started to slow down. All the cars, we're like Transformers. Everybody, like, on my thing, we all stopped. We all got out of the cars. We all moved the dogs back into the thing, and everybody's like, doot, 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 honking. I don't know if they were honking, like, hurry up, or honking, like, So what I say is that they were, like, honking at us in support and appreciation for what we have done.
There's still hope for humanity.
Yeah. Halo Infinite got delayed again. A possible battle royale. What would you want? You played Halo a lot, right?
Yeah, that was my first game that I got addicted to. Halo 2.
Honestly, same. That was the first.
No, you're a World of Warcraft guy.
No, I played Halo before then. Halo is my first FPS that I really like ever got into.
It's like a lot of people's first.
Did you ever play Halo?
I played the campaign on sleepovers.
The campaign, I played that thing so many times.
Yeah, like with the flood
and stuff.
That first
mission when you're on the ship and just
killing the
grunts.
I never played, like, you good?
No, I'm fine. It's just, you know, the Twitter today is like,
go crazy. You know what's funny? Halo 3, that last mission with the Warthog.
Yeah, you just put it behind you.
Greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah, the music starts playing. Dun, 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 you're just smelling shit. What a game. But yeah,
How do you think a possible battle royale would work in that?
Like, I don't know.
I think a Halo Battle Royale might be the best Battle Royale ever made.
I think Battle Royale was
truly
made
believe
for
it.
Halo.
Yeah.
I think that's like, whenever Battle Royale came out, I was like, that should be Halo.
You got regenerative shields. I mean, you got all the like overpower or all, what are they
Overshield.
Called? Overshield, active camo. Like, that shit will be fire.
You think active camo would be fire?
Well, I mean, if it's...
Well, it's got to have some balances to it, obviously, but... The issue is, here's the problem. Halo spent like no, it was way more than that. It was like, I'm pretty sure there's been $1 billion worth of budget for Halo Infinite. Something crazy. I forget the exact number. I read it somewhere or someone told me. I don't know. I don't even know if I should be saying this. They spent a lot of money on this game. It keeps getting delayed. If that game flops, I mean, Halo MCC to me was already the biggest failure of a video game release
ever. Yeah.
I mean, they brought back a game, a franchise that everybody loved all in one package, and it didn't work a year and a half. And now if Halo Infinite fails?
Yeah, I didn't play MCC, at all.
Yeah, me either.
I remember release night. I remember, like, being hyped to watch the pros play, and then I just sat in Roy's stream, and he was in the connecting lobby for, like, 4 hours.
That is unbelievable. I forgot about that.
I mean, the legacy that...
Wait, hold on, I'm sorry. How long did it get delayed now again?
I don't know. It just says possible delays, possible... They just write shit.
Well, I'd rather they delay it and really polish it than, you know, put it out preemptively and it be a letdown.
I feel like, yeah.
Because it's like, I mean,
I think at this point they have to delay it if it's not good.
We've already been waiting how long since the last Halo was released? I don't think an extra couple months.
Delay it if you have to, because if it doesn't get delayed, it gets forced out. Then
that's
Cyberpunk,
what I'm saying.
Like
yeah.
a Cyberpunk thing happens again.
Yeah. I don't think the game ever had any intention of releasing.
I still really enjoyed Cyberpunk.
They released the marketing campaign for the brand new Xbox in correlation with the release of Halo Infinite. That was supposed to be like the breadwinner title that releases with the new Xbox. And then like a month later, they delayed it. I think they just got the hype out and then said, fuck it. They just want to get some word of mouth around
this. They have to delay it because I don't think it could survive another blow like that. And that to me is like scary.
It can't.
To me, that's scary because like I obviously like appreciate Halo, love Halo. I've never played it, but like from an esports perspective, been around it for a very long time.
I just remember growing up and just thinking that those pros were like the coolest ever. Yeah. Like Final Boss, Instinct, Status Quo. I used to envy like all of them.
Yeah. Facts. Final Boss.
Final Boss, the dopest brand ever.
Coolest branding in gaming.
There's a band right behind you on that corn guy. No, on the corner. Yeah.
You used to have these laying around?
Yeah, man.
You have this in like a case?
Nah, man. We're humble. We're humble out here.
It's stuck.
Yeah, what that's the Halo one.
Oh, this is Halo.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you have it up here.
Wait,
kidding.
What?
I'm kidding. I love Halo.
Our COD
wasn't even I don't get it.
It's just sitting there.
Oh, this is the COD one?
Yeah. Those are.
It's the one that I wear the most, which is why it's is that. I had to borrow Seth's ring. And then had to go get a replica made.
That shit would hurt. Getting hit by that?
Nah. Anyway, that's what I was saying. I had to borrow Seth's ring to go get my own made because the league only gave it to the players.
I feel bad for Gary.
No,
where's Formal at?
I can't believe they didn't get you one.
I don't know. Me either, man. Yeah, Halo fucking sent me one.
Halo sent you one.
Yeah, Call of Duty didn't send you one?
The owner's got to get a ring. Like,
what?
I know.
You already took all our fucking trophies, so I mean, it's kind of it's kind of deserved.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I don't have a single trophy.
Okay, I'm going to tell
neither.
You. Listen. What? Either of you. Okay. Both of you kids, what have you kept? That you, like, I had to carry his fucking gold medal. It would have been lost for a long time. You don't even, where's your gold medal at?
One of them is in Pennsylvania. The other one's on my setup.
I have every single Optic jersey that's ever been made in my closet right now. You're, in LA.
Yeah.
Where is it? Your jerseys?
I think they're here.
Yeah. Yeah. All I'm saying is that I take care of everything better than anyone I know. Better than anyone I know. So why wouldn't I keep the most valuable stuff that we've ever accomplished as an org right there in plain sight for me to always take care of?
Damn, man. Give us a damn trophy.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah,
air trophy.
Walking up my stairs, I have like a perfect thing where I could showcase
no,
someone.
No.
I have nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, you do. Bro, you know what's crazy? I used to do all the clippings for all of your newspaper stuff, and I framed it for you. I don't see a single one of them.
I have them. One's hung up in my office at the Cash App compound.
That piece of shit compound? No, I'm kidding. You know what's crazy? Nobody believes that. Yo, how come I've never been invited to the Cash App compound? Yo, how come you didn't invite me to the Uno game?
Because we needed real influencers.
Damn. I knew it was coming. It still
hurt. I set myself up?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That's
what's up? No, I don't know.
Wait,
listen,
don't make me compare myself to the people that you invited.
No, I'm being serious. So I wasn't that involved in the planning for that project.
Who was it? Can you fire them?
No. They did a great job.
They did all right.
They did a fantastic
job. Seth and
job.
I weren't invited. We would have been out there, me and Scum.
First of all, I can barely ever get you guys to L.A. Second of all, when you came to L.A. last week, you didn't even tell me you were coming. I had to find out on Twitter.
Damn.
Third of all...
Damn.
Fuck you.
And that high horse you rode in on.
Now I'll have you on the next one. But like people say they want to be a part of these events, and then they never show up. You know,
ooh, I've never let you down on showing up on something. I always
show
up.
I probably wouldn't have been able to go because of the CDL anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. But I could have.
I know that's why I wasn't invited.
Yeah, and we wanted people from Envy there way more than we wanted people from Optic.
Yeah.
Botez Sisters, fantastic contribution to the stream.
I agree.
Hector, you had been smoking weed and shit, just like.
It is L.A., and I do love me some chronic. All right, we have a question from Anthony Soto. Question for the podcast. With rumors of Modern Warfare 2 Remaster replacing a new Call of Duty title in the future, how would you guys feel about playing remastered game over a brand new Call of Duty title in
would
the league?
Would never happen.
It's not going to happen.
Would never happen. Just...
Okay, so for the record, you didn't really play Modern Warfare 2, right? Like Modern Warfare 3...
I don't want them to bring Modern Warfare 2 back. If you're going to remaster Modern Warfare 2, you need to bundle it up with a Modern Warfare 3, bring out all the masks, bring out all the guns. What I think is really cool about Warzone is the versatility and all the weapons that they've now filtered into the game. I know that the Cold War weapons have caused controversy, might be overpowered, underpowered. Either way, if they remaster a title, it can't be like Call of Duty 4 remastered. It needs to be Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3 together.
We've talked about it before. There's literally a game, I think, in China and in Japan... They literally have, and they have every gun, every map. Like, that, I just don't understand why that's not possible here, but it's possible there.
I mean, it is possible. But, because they can't, like, release, there's something like they have to release a free to play game there or something like that. It's something like that, and it has to do with, like,
well, it's because piracy.
I mean, COD Mobile, too, though. COD Mobile.
Oh, COD Mobile is awesome. COD 4 Remastered was not what everyone was hoping it would
and
be.
And it's none of
for
them,
the record,
none of them are
Call of
be
Duty like. Remastered is the best Call of Duty game that has ever been released, period, end of story. It was so great. The ability to have like your melee weapons be like a broken bottle is all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted was to pick apart the day and put the pieces back together my way, ASAP Rock. No, but all I ever wanted was to like have different camos for the M48-3, you know what I mean? And that gave me it. It was an all-American flag with a little bit of like green camo. It was fucking fire. Favorite game so far.
Remasters are great. It's just the nostalgia can only take you so far. But if
I think that I don't know. I like COD 4, but I just don't think it aged well. I really don't. And then on top of that, you have the connectivity issues and the fact that the M16 was way overpowered.
I mean, it's just the new generation, too. Like, we've had so many Call of Duties now that are advanced movements, you know, and it's really, they've kind of been sticking to that year after year for the past, you know, 7-8 years.
Yeah.
So now all of those younger kids that never even played COD 4, they play it, and it feels like they're in quicksand.
Is it me, or has Modern Warfare, Advanced Warfare, been like a fucking super hot topic in the last week? General, obviously, he's a big fan of it, but like Matt was talking about how it's his favorite. Dalen was talking about how it's his
Advanced
fucking favorite.
Advanced Warfare was one of the most fun games.
Now they're saying that. Like, I've never heard this from anyone.
Well, here's the problem is so that people fun. Say they hate the game that they're playing while they're playing it, and 3 years later, they just have that nostalgia. Like, man, that was the best game. Everybody hated Advanced Warfare when it came out, and now everybody says
I know. That's why I'm surprised that this week, out of nowhere.
I hated the public side of Advanced Warfare.
Hard point.
But competing
Detroit?
In that game, you could just out. You could literally go into a match like there's a 0% chance we lose to these kids just because we're nasty and they're not. Like that. That was one of the CODs where you could really just outskill someone.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Well, led to my downfall.
There's still CODs that obviously you can still outskill people in like this game, for instance, but it's not even close to the same. Like you could do some crazy shit in AW.
Yeah, I just don't understand how people can be okay with Advanced Warfare movement, but not okay with somebody slide canceling.
You know what they need to do?
Slide canceling is, it's just a weird mechanic. Like with the jumping and stuff, that was just, it's so hard to explain those two things because slide canceling feels like a gimmick that shouldn't be in the game.
Yeah.
What about like, G-sliding? G-sliding was lit.
G-sliding was lit.
G-sliding.
I mean, I think still there, right?
But that was like an evasive, you know, type
get some
maneuver.
Speed.
I feel like slide canceling shouldn't be an engagement. It should be here's a disengage, but it's an engagement. That's why it's weird.
Here's what Call of Duty needs to do. With how popular Warzone has become, every Call of Duty title from here on out should be on the Modern Warfare engine. Every single one. It's the best engine. I love Treyarch, David Von Hart. You're my boy. Black Ops Soup, still my favorite Call of Duty of all time. The Modern Warfare engine is so smooth. The gunplay feels incredible. It's like the only thing that I still truly love about it. Man, it's so
good. I agree
with
that. If last year had better maps, last year would have been a lot of fun. Because I loved like the engine. Again, the slide canceling.
I loved Modern Warfare SND. I loved it. Gunrunner, my favorite map.
It was
I
so
loved
much.
Loved it.
We played so many Old Men of Ops GBs. Yeah. I loved the engine.
Yeah, the engine.
Stroking out here. Sorry.
Yeah, the only issues with MW from like a competitive side of things was the
maps.
Respawns.
Maps and spawns.
Yeah, and the fact that there was no DS or Dead Silence. But
yeah,
I mean,
that's a whole other thing.
That was questionable.
Yeah.
But like, I love the engine. I agree.
When I got Dead Silence on S&D, oh, bro, you felt like you were a Superman.
Yeah, your screen had that
God,
like little
so
white.
Good.
Like,
yeah. Especially if you played on PC and your FOV was like fucking already at 90
when
or 100.
You got Deddy in a match and like search.
Yeah,
on,
that's
like,
the thing.
On Ramaza, you'd just be like, all right, here I go.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part is that, it messed with competitive and respawn, but I actually thought it was a really cool element in S&D.
I agree.
Because you had to really think about when you were going to use Dead Silence. And you're right, on Ramaza, if those doors were open, you are flying. It was incredible.
Yeah, remove the doors, and I think that we're like right on time.
Last year, you know, was great, but I agree. I love the engine. Stop playing my tits.
Mate.
But I love the engine. I would not be mad if that was
so what where is all this Modern Warfare 2 stuff coming from, because that's like the fourth time I've heard.
It's like I mean it's been a talking point. It's on the sheet now,
because what I've heard is that Activision DMCA strike a dude's channel who talked about it, and so people thought that confirmed the fact that it was real. But I think it might have confirmed the fact that they might be pushing the next COD more than in the fact that MW2 remastered.
Wait, imagine. All right, let me set it up. If like Advanced Warfare, I know already.
Yeah.
I truly like I'm my mother's soul. I have no idea like any detail about the next Call of Duty. How crazy would it be if they did sort of like Captain America did with like an alternate timeline of World War II and they gave everybody fucking jetpacks? How wild would that be?
I don't know.
Just fly with the PPSH?
Because it's Sledgehammer. There is no way that Activision is going to let Sledgehammer do another shitty-ass World War II title. No shot.
No, it is announced. It's been talked about. It's happening.
I know, but maybe
it's gonna be the same color
timeline.
As the whole thing's gonna have this tint. It's gonna be just brown shit, dirt, and like dark gray greens.
Some of the best maps that people will put on their tier list of all time are bright and vibrant. That's why I love Valorant so much. They get that.
Oh,
every map is your favorite map because you don't realize, but subconsciously,
they're visually appealing.
It's visually appealing.
And the camos in Valorant, I mean, they're just, they're
killing
it. It's
like if you go to Disneyland, you know that they have a look away green. It's a very, it's a specific color that they created that when you see it, you might not even know that it's there. And if you see it, you don't even like it. Your brain is. That's what Call of Duty maps sometimes feel like to me. It's just dark and dreary and fucking gross.
It's so nasty. It was bad.
Yeah, World War II was really gray.
It was so ass that people started thinking that there was like that they were adding trees mid-season because they were just interested in finding out something cooler.
Yeah,
the trees. I don't know. Look, I've never been a big fan. Like Modern Warfare 3, God, oh my God, such a good game, but the worst fucking colors I've ever seen.
I loved the World War II like era. World at War was one of my favorite games. Playing TVs on that game was so much fun. What?
World at War?
Yeah, I love World at War.
Wow, well.
I didn't really play it.
I did. It. Unscoped Arasaka, Mastery.
Like, I love the guns and, like, just the overall feel of those types of games. I just hope that it's executed well.
What I liked about World at War is that you can curve bullets like in that movie Wanted. Well, I could, obviously, but that's, I'm different. Yo, 100 Thieves announced a roster change yesterday.
Well, it's happening right now, and TJ just tweeted out that he was benched, so. First of all.
We cut in that part? Or?
Well, you don't have to cut it.
Why? That's what you were about to start talking about.
No, but
about.
He was talking about TJ, and you know, like we never.
Nick's
we
mic can't pick this up, right? Because the announcement's in like 15 minutes.
No.
All right. Let me just say my piece.
You keep
really
it quiet, though. Like, look. Yeah. Because Nick's going to probably like, heard that. Nick's like this.
Listen, I just want people to understand, and Hector, you know this probably better than I do. Roster changes. Suck ass.
Oh, the worst part of the job.
I take no joy in swapping out a player, especially people like Slasher and TJ. Like Slasher won us two major championships, runners up at COD Champs. I really like Slasher as a person. He's great off camera. I know a lot of players have issues with him because he's hard on them, and that's tough in itself. And TJ, I have a great relationship with TJ. I have no problems with TJ, but when an opportunity for a player like who comes up, and you're right at the precipice of being a contender. You're right on the cusp of being one of the top two, top three teams. And a player like Hook, who in my opinion is like a generational talent, who knows how he's going to play in the next 6 months. I can't predict that, but you have to
have a conversation at the very least.
You have to have the conversation. And it just so happened that the opportunity was able to fall into our laps. So
yeah,
that's how
I feel bad for TJ. You know, I trust Mud Dog and J-Cap. They both spent time. J-Cap's one of the best players ever, in my opinion. So for me, it's like when they say this is the right decision, I agree with them too. Like,
well,
you
hire people who you trust to do a job. And if you are constantly questioning their decisions or that, like, you're not doing yourself a favor. You're not doing them a favor. And look, when they dropped Slasher, I was even like, well, how's that going to fucking work? Like, the balls to drop a player like that. But immediately you saw the increase in performance. So
I mean, everyone's following suit, though. Like, that's how this year has been. There's been so many veteran players that are being benched and cut for amateurs. And, you know, some of the times it works, some of the times it doesn't. But, I mean, in this case, it's not like you're getting an amateur. You're getting Hook, you know?
Yeah. I like the move.
I consider Kyler probably top three, top four sub of all time.
Yeah.
With, you know, myself, John, I mean, Simp and Abizi will eventually be there, but Kyler's, you know, he's up there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I agree. At the very least, that conversation needed to happen. The second that he went on the market, I'm, you know, everybody's like, shit. You know, because everybody that's a sub player looked at their last performances. They were like,
oh, for sure. That has to be crazy, too. I never thought about it from that side.
Yeah.
From being a sub player and being like, I wonder if I'm safe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gotta be tough. You're good, buddy.
Yeah. People are calling for me. I was like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
They don't know the way the world works if they were calling for you.
We're going back to land soon, man.
Yeah, man. Landimal.
Can't wait.
Wanted to congratulate you on Jack and Valky Race ownership in 100 Thieves. That's super dope of you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it too. I'm more curious though how you think we're going to play with Hook.
I think you guys will be great. I mean, you guys, we were talking about it last night. I mean, they've already showed vast improvements. I mean, they just beat us. We felt like we had an off series, but I mean, they still beat us. Yeah. And it wasn't like, you know, some of the maps were close, but 3-1-ing, I mean, it's not like it went last map. So you guys, pretty solid performance. And I think Draza played great last year. He was always great, so a lot of people wanted him to have an opportunity this year. But with only 48 spots, you know, it was tough for that to happen. So I mean, you guys picked up Draza, Venom. They've been playing good. Kenny has been
lights out,
incredible as the main AR, which is crazy to think. I think I'd be a good main AR too.
I do too.
100% you would.
I'd be so gross. I pick up a Krieg, I always get like three kills.
Bro, I'll tell you this. Even when I was competing in Call of Duty, like when people would bail me out, the few people that would bail me out, he's OBJ, he's OBJ. What is it? His job's really hard and shit. Bro, you kids that are on the COD competitive subreddit are brainwashed thinking like flex, main AR, SMG. These motherfuckers, these pro players are lights out. Of course you'd be an incredible AR. What are people talking about? I mean, yeah, some players might be a little bit better being more aggressive, and some players are a little bit slower, but at the end of the day, they can use it all. To this day, this is my last thing I'll say, I'm sorry. I know it's your guys' podcast, but the problem that I have with even professional play to this day is that they think that there needs to be a formula of two subs, two ARs. There are so many situations like in game in certain moments where, okay, I need to break this hill, and the best way for me to break this is pull out an AR real quick, win this gunfight, push up, let's go.
Well, the game has kind of evolved. It was like that on certain maps at the beginning of the year. Like Moscow, for instance, there were certain hills where we'd pull out three ARs. We don't really do that anymore because now we just understand the game better and how to hold the hills. But, I mean, on this game, it kind of is 2-2, like.
Yeah, I just never really.
It's just how
the
game. It's just how it plays out. You know, you need.
It's just like for me when we were in Advanced Warfare, we were teaming. Like Krim was hardcore. Like no, two SAM1s, two BALs, and at the end of the game, it was like four BALs.
Well, you see more.
I'm like, motherfucker, I'm gonna get this kill across map with a BAL, not ASM1. What are you fucking?
You
dying
see,
out here.
You see more diverse like gun setups in search though. Like Miami, for instance, like you'll see teams run four Krigs on some rounds. So it's like respawn is just respawn. It's how it plays.
I would love to see you with an AR in your hands.
Now. I think I'd be.
Did you drop 12 on an SMD game with a Krieg?
I mean, maybe. I don't really remember, but
all of my great games that I have.
Every time I pick up a Krieg, I fry with that thing.
Yeah.
Insta kills.
That gun's insane.
That gun is insane.
Especially, it looks crazy on.
And now the sub
is
so much slower. So it's like the sub got a super nerf, and now it's like the Krieg is just nuts. But yeah, they've been playing great. I don't think it's going to hurt the team at all. I think it's going to only make you guys better.
Yeah. So. I'm excited for you guys. That's a good pickup. Obviously TJ's talent is, you know, obviously you can't say bad things about it. He's always played out, lights out. Wasn't from the beginning, right? Fios wasn't his name or some shit.
Fios, yeah.
Yeah, like he's been around for a long time, but Hook is Hook. And if he comes on the market, you at the very least have to have a moment of reflection and consideration because you can't just pack up, you know.
I mean, this year's just been hard, and it's been affecting certain people differently, you know. Like some people are just better online, or they're mentally better at getting into matches online. Some people aren't, and I feel like that's what's hurting a lot of like the veteran players is – It's sometimes hard to fully be into every match because we're playing from, you know, not like it's been for a few months. This has been now going on for, I mean, basically 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
So it's just been getting harder and harder and harder for people to, like, accept that this is how it is. I mean, hopefully we go back to, you know, how it was with LANs and stuff, but it's just hard.
We will, but then when that happens, do you think that the same sort of the what's happening today is going to have a reaction in future?
I mean, it's the same. It'll happen just both ways. Some people will get worse on land, and some people will obviously get better on land. So it's
I'm more curious to see what happens when we go back to land and some of the people that are obviously performing incredible online that haven't played ever on land, whether or not they're able to stay at the top. Or
I think some will perform and some won't, obviously. I mean, just like in anything, but some people definitely will get worse, and I know that for a fact. Just depends who. What? What?
I don't know.
I'm not coming at y'all. I'm just saying.
No, I didn't. That's not what I was assuming. I know people have always talked about like the online versus LAN, and yeah, I definitely have seen players shook on LAN, but for the most part, I feel like everybody.
But
always got better on LAN.
It's not being shook. It's okay. It's just a whole different mentality. Like. I mean, imagine playing every match from your bedroom and that's where you scrim from every day. And it's like, okay, now I'm in a match. How does my brain differentiate that now I'm in a match?
Yeah, but
how do I get to that level of intensity when land, you fly somewhere, you know, I'm not going to London and losing. Like, I'm fucking going there and winning.
Yeah.
You know? I respect that, yeah.
It's like, I'm not flying 3 hours and and spending, you know, 5 days away from home to go lose. But at home, it's like you can get caught in that cycle of just
kind of feels
day.
Like a scrim.
Yeah, every day is the same.
Yo, what's the electricity bill for this place?
It must
be crazy.
It is. It's crazy. Fucking
you probably have the reason for the Dallas freeze, dude. The Texas freeze.
No, well, luckily for us, yeah, there he is.
Look who it is.
Nice you show up.
My hard carry.
Mr. Formal stepping what? In. He's like, that's me. No, luckily the hex quarters
was touching my teeth. Why do you keep going back for them?
They're succulent.
He loves them. They're supple.
Luckily, we were on the same grid as a hospital, so our stuff never got shut off.
Yeah, we were lucky too. It went down for 5 hours the first night, and then it was good.
Yo, it got cold as fuck for those 5 hours that we lost.
Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend's family came and stayed with us. Like, it was tough for a lot of people.
Did you turn on the fireplace?
No.
Not me either. And that was like the most logical thing to fucking do.
No.
It was like gas, and all you have to do is light it. But the thing that caught me is like, man, we haven't gotten this shit clean. There's birds in there probably. I mean, I don't
know. Smoke them out.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like the other thing.
They shouldn't be making their homes in a chimney. That's fucked up.
Well, we sort of got in there.
The whole gang's here.
Yo.
What's up there, Dashy? How we looking, kid? He bows and shit. He walks by and does one of these and then keeps walking. When are you moving to Texas?
Look, man, I love Texas. And I think, obviously, it makes a ton of sense for me to be here, obviously, with you guys here. I have some really close friends in L.A., and I love living in L.A. I mean, it's 75 degrees every day. It's sunny. It's a great place, but
it's not reality. It's Hollywood, baby. You know, you gotta be real with the salt of the earth humans here in Frisco, Texas.
Look, after going to Houston, man, everybody's so nice there. Houstonians actually, they don't like people from Dallas. They think people from Dallas aren't
jealous.
As nice, and they're stuck up.
Yeah.
But guilty. Yeah, I definitely think one day we live in Texas. I mean, I was talking to you about maybe buying property and renting it out, or. I'm just tied to 100 D's for the future. So we'll see. Yeah. You know, maybe we convince everybody to move to Texas, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, why not? John Robinson would thrive out here.
LA D's, that, baby, with Los Angeles.
That's cool. Like, we're Chicago.
I mean, I'm from Chicago.
Chicago.
Well, you betrayed your city.
It's yeah, right. You did it first. You inspired me to betray my city. But I moved to Texas.
I can't imagine living in Chicago again.
Me either, dude.
It just gets so cold.
Dude, it's 60 outside or 75 this morning. I was like, where's my windbreaker, man? Yeah. I did one of these. Walked out there.
I miss parts of Chicago, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Chicago's a great city.
I can't. The food, and we were talking about this yesterday. Like, if I could have done it all over again, if I would have spent a month in Dallas before I decided to move here, I would have probably said, we're moving to Austin or we're moving to Houston, because I've been to Austin. We were talking about the X Games and how good the tacos were at the parties or outside, and the street tacos were amazing. Just Dallas has trash fucking tacos, man. And it's not even trash tacos. It's trash salsa. Like, too much tomato, too much tomatillos, too sour. They just don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I am upset.
I thought you were going to talk about the weather or the...
No. I talk about the things that fucking matter. I don't waste my time on weather. I can put on a jacket. I could take off a jacket. Salsa, what am I going to do? Bring my yucateco with me everywhere? No.
You're welcome.
Yucateco. Mm. It's how many? Just trust me, it's fire. We have to drive like 45 minutes away to get something like that, man. I'm sad. I would have moved to Houston, Austin.
I love you, Jenny.
San Antonio. You know what I mean? So why don't you split your time here and over there? Like, your COD team's here.
Shit, I don't know.
It's
I don't like flying, bro.
Well, exactly. Stay here for 6 months and then fly back.
I can't, man. I'm running a company. And don't make no joke. Are you really?
I didn't say that. Buddy.
I can see it lighting up in your head.
I'm like, this. Don't say it.
Nah, bro. I mean, we got a lot of cool shit coming. I got to be in LA for it. But yeah, I definitely want to spend some time in Texas.
Yeah.
Man, 51% of my time in Texas would be great.
Haley loves it.
6 months in like 3 days.
Texas is dope.
6 months, 3 days gives you tax breaks that you don't necessarily get out there.
Damn, no, that's not what I was talking about at all.
Gotta get him locked up.
It's legal. No, it's legal. It's
shut
a legal up, thing.
Just shut the fuck up.
It's what we're doing out here, IRS. Who runs that shit? Look over here. Man, yo, give me a story from 6050 that you've never told before that everybody has, like, that you've been wanting to tell for a long time.
I think you guys wiped that out, right?
I don't think we have any more.
No, there is.
I guess. I can't tell them, though. Let me think.
I definitely have a few.
Let me think of a good one.
What do you miss about living at 6050?
Just the camaraderie.
Yeah, I miss just being with the boys, you know?
It was so much, like...
Flying
looking
helicopters?
Back on it, yeah, it was so much fun, man.
It was a blast. And you don't, it's like that quote from The Office, I wish you knew that you were living in the good old days before the good old days were gone or something. I don't know. I'll tell you this. Now that I'm older, I definitely love living with my girlfriend and being organized, going to bed early, waking up. But you always miss living with your fucking boys. I mean, I live with Courage and Symphony, so it's still pretty cool. But they all got their own girlfriends, their own lives. So it's like we're all living in an apartment with common areas in the house. But... 6050 was great, man. I mean, it was a weird time in my life. So to have that to fall back on, it was amazing. I'm trying to think of a good story.
I loved it.
You hated it.
I hated it in the moment, but I loved it now.
You loved it.
Dug his car out of the snow at like 2 a.m. to drive home to Pennsylvania. Didn't say a word to anybody.
Well, we weren't saying a word to him.
I was psycho, bro.
Do you still hate the Scuff House? Or do you look back at, like, how do you differentiate the two when you look back on both question. Of them?
I mean, 6050 was more like, I don't know.
Friends.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I would say 6050, we were definitely closer than everyone in the Scuff House, just because the Scuff House was bigger.
Yeah.
And, like, 6050, we were, like, all, you know, within sharing. 5 feet of each other at all times. But, I don't know, the 6050 felt more like a grind house, and 1235 was like, you know, like a house, and we could all do our own thing.
Yeah, I think look, and I used to be at each like all the time. I think that you're sort of forced to congregate more when everybody's like in the same TV room, where 1235 is like you have fucking three floors and they're fucking wide open. The only people that are like sharing anything is Pomage and Nick with the bathroom.
Also at 6050, I mean, we didn't have any money yet, so like, we couldn't buy TVs and nice bedrooms and nice setups in our bedrooms. So, like, had all our setups in one room. Nobody had, like, TVs in their room, so we only had the TV in the living room.
Yeah, doesn't that point to the fact that, look, like, even in the not bad days, but in the days where we didn't have anything, like, that's the one thing you miss. You don't miss the luxurious fucking multi-million-dollar house.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, when you could have said, it's like, oh, the house was fucking dope. You said, we... 6050, I miss it.
I was so jealous when you guys got that house. I was like, this place is fucking dope. I'm like, they did this right after I left and shit.
it was dope. I mean, both of them had their, you know, their pros and cons, but they were both awesome times in our lives that we'll never experience again, probably.
Yeah. Well, he got to live at 6050, which was like cool towards the tail end. Maniac. Yeah, you did. You were there for like 3 days, 4 days.
Oh, yeah, 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, that counts.
I count it. You're 60-50 in my book.
Okay.
You'll take it?
I guess.
But yeah, it was a great
time.
3 days
worth. I'll take 3 days.
No, you were there for
worth.
Like a week, weren't you?
No.
Literally three days? In 3 days you made all those videos with him?
I correct with Nick? I made one video, yeah. I correct anyone who tells me, like, oh man, I miss your videos in 60-50. I'm like, I wasn't there, man.
You weren't even making videos back then either.
No, I was watching the 60-50 videos.
Oh, wait, I got a story.
Yeah.
Y'all know that that water bucket prank that we did on Mike?
Yeah.
She was all fake.
Fake?
I was wondering if this was ever going to come out.
Yeah.
Well, no, but the problem was the reaction was very real, but that was set up because we were just trying to make YouTube videos, man. That was before, like, pranks were even happening on YouTube at that point. Or no, you had Jesse Wallens and his girl doing pranks. I think all those were probably fake,
prank,
too.
Yeah.
Prank versus prank.
Do you? No, when she was burning him with the fucking light bulb, that shit was fucking real as fuck.
Well, either way, the reason why it's funny is because we basically ruined that living room because the water, we cleaned up as much as we could have, and Hector had to deal with it, but all the mildew was growing like in the couch and in the carpet because it was a full ass trash can of water.
Yeah.
I mean, and it actually hit him pretty hard, too.
It probably hurt.
Yeah, no, the thing is that he did a breathing exercise so he can like meditate into a sleep. So that part was real. He did fall asleep. It was set up, but he fell asleep. He forced himself to fall asleep by doing the meditation.
Well,
so when the water hit him, it was real.
He was really asleep.
He was really asleep.
And the laughing was real too. Even
I mean, he forced himself to fall asleep.
Yeah, it's for, you don't do the 4-6-9?
Huh?
You breathe in for four, hold it for six.
That sounds like
nine.
A Little John song. 3-6-9.
4-6-9.
That girl fine.
That video was hilarious, though. Yeah. Ah, good times.
It was fake.
Yo, you know what I was watching the other day? The water. Oh, we didn't upload the one where we tied you up in a chair with like duct tape.
Why didn't we upload that?
Because you didn't want it to. Because you said it's like, no, my, it's like you see my nipples and shit.
Oh,
like,
I look fat. Yeah, I was a little self-conscious.
No, what I was gonna say is like I was watching the videos where we're the try not to laugh challenge where we're spitting water.
Oh,
at each
that
other.
Shit was comedy.
And I'm thinking, man,
dude, we had one of those set up here, and then you just.
No, we're not doing this. COVID. You know, it's like Roger wanted us to do that during COVID.
Yeah, it's a little different.
And I'm like, bro, I'm 49. I'm gonna, these guys are like older now. We're not going to spit in each other. We did that shit. We already did that part of the grind.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I
think that there's levels that, I don't have to do that shit no more. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, there's certain things that we don't.
See, that's the thing is we never did shit like that at the Scuff House. And that's like the only time we did it. I mean, we didn't do shit like that.
No.
It's like the only time we did it is when you visited and y'all did the condom thing.
Well,
but the like, what?
They drop condoms on their faces.
Yeah.
It's
like, yeah.
I mean, we kind of like all just did our thing and.
Yeah, everybody was in their rooms, closed doors, grinding it out, streaming.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty comparable to like the Content House now in 100 D's. Everybody's streaming, doing their own thing. But I think Seth is right. It's definitely more of a mentality thing that everybody was dead broke. And it was a different time on YouTube because, right, you guys lived in that house in like 2015. And we were in there at like 2012, 2013. There was so much that hadn't been done yet. And I think we were all pretty proactive. At least you and I were proactive about making videos. You know who had a great work at the beginning was Embos. Embos was filming a lot of videos. He was trying to do his thing. You were always coming over trying to film shit. So I think, I didn't live at the house with you guys. And maybe that was just it. Like nobody really, I don't know.
I mean, I was streaming all the time and practicing and stuff. So that was.
Yeah, you were still, when I moved in, you were still under your MLG contract.
Yeah, so,
you were just like...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Really?
You were just pumping shit out.
Making that money. Cheddar.
That was an interesting time.
Yeah, I mean... It's
the MLG days.
I don't really have one specific thought from 6050. The only things that I remember that come to mind are like bad ones. And when I say bad, I just mean like garbage fucking everywhere.
Grapes against the wall and shit.
Yeah, like what? Like this dude was, and there weren't grapes, man. This guy grabbed those big fucking modified GMO grapes. And he's like throwing them. He threw it at me and he missed and hit the wall. And then he's like, ah. And then he's like, ah. And he grabs another one. He's like, whoosh. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, look what you're doing. And then I see three. And I turn around three. Like a. Paintball, and I had to clean it. Obviously, like who else is gonna do it? The Kilimanjaro of the sniper team. That I remember that. That was pretty cool. I did that from the from the kitchen where I had to drop the entire sniper team.
There's like 30 of them.
There were a lot. Yeah.
Oh shit!
I don't remember that.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, everybody was like, "It was like, oh, you guys started sniping. You're turning your back on sniping." And I was like, "Ah, look, we evolved, man. We evolved. It's evolution." You just sit stagnant.
I was in the Walgreens stockroom, and I read Twitter. Said, we have released all the sniper team. And I was like, no way.
That's a dope story, though. That's sick.
What?
The fact that you were like working at Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. Like I remember looking at my... And then I remember scrolling down Twitter, and everyone that was on the sniping team all tweeted the same thing. I am no longer a part of Optic Gaming. A
couple years later, here you are.
Did you ever see that clip of Clay and Matt going at it?
No.
I'm assuming you didn't. That shit was comedy. It just like relates to that. He's like, didn't you guys play Black Ops 4? And Max like, I was working at Domino's. It's just fucking elite because they were messing up in control.
Oh.
That shit was comedy.
Oh, that's funny.
He's like, I was fucking working at Domino's.
That's good.
Similar.
That's dope. Oh, who was it on your team that tweeted out that
Venom.
Venom.
Dude, that's dope.
Isn't that insane?
That is insane. Dope.
Had to sign his scuff and his flat brim at some MLG event. And now he beat Optic in a league match.
That's dope.
It's a good story. I mean, I know that's a tough part, but it's still crazy to think
every
about.
Every opportunity he gets.
Well, no, I haven't brought it up. I didn't even gloat about it.
No, you didn't. I actually ended up texting you.
Yeah, you did. I was surprised by that.
What?
Seth's becoming more mature.
What did you text him?
I said, GG's brother, you got us on this one or something.
I couldn't
like that.
Believe it, dude. I was mind blown. That was real.
You knew it was coming.
I saw it coming a mile away.
Yeah, that was dope. Shit, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, smoked. You know what's crazy? I wonder how many of those, like, I wonder how many of those things happen, like, on a daily basis. I mean, especially nowadays, right? The amount of people that went to events, the amount of people that got autographs, the amount of people that got pictures. That the only last time that I remember something like that happening was that dude, I'm Cody. You know, remember that dude?
Yeah.
So he took a picture of me when he had to have been like 12 at in Columbus, and I had that picture of him, and then he reposted it when he was like already a streamer and all that shit.
I think we got practice.
Yeah.
Not a game.
Yeah, it's 110.
Oh, shit.
All right, well.
I don't even want to be here anyways.
Any closing comments, Matt? Thank you for stopping by. I hope it's not the last time. I can't wait for you and Haley to move out here.
Yeah.
And Gary.
No, it was great.
And Jack.
I had a good time.
And Symphony can move back home.
Blake and George.
With Brooke.
Crazy. Jack was Blake supposed George. To move in with me, and then he went to L.A. with Hound of Thieves. He was supposed
weird
to
time, man.
He was
weird
supposed
time.
To live with me.
Yeah, you offered I could move in, and then I don't know where that went.
Well, I got a girlfriend.
Yeah,
that was a year.
That's very good. Any closing comments? Anything that you want to say? Any cool stuff that you got coming up? Do you want to break here on the Optic Podcast?
No.
All right. Well, that'll do it. Seth's got to go to practice. He's got to walk the 15 meters that way. So we're going to end right here. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, please be sure to share it. Please be sure to leave a like, rate it, like it, comment, subscribe.
Remember how much we hated JCat for eating Pop-Tarts every day?
We hated people for the dumbest shit.
We'll see you guys next time.